In Northwest News on KPLU, now that Seattle's new city council is in place, work will begin in earnest on Mayor Ed Murray's Housing Affordability and Livability Agenda, otherwise known as HALA. Many of the plan's recommendations aim to increase affordable housing in Seattle. HALA also calls for more density and development in single-family neighborhoods. People living in these areas are starting to notice where they are on the map, and they have a lot of questions. Jenny Braley lives in a yellow Craftsman on a corner lot in Wallingford. People call it the birdhouse because it has an atrium on the roof where the former owners kept their parrots. Braley's home is inside the black line on a map. This is where HALA proposes to upzone in an effort to create more affordable housing in a city that's becoming financially out of reach for many.
My house is on a street full of single-family homes. And under this proposal, a developer might come in, knock down the three small houses next to my house, and put in some giant apartment complex. It would look really odd.
Braley joined more than 100 people who turned out last week for a Wallingford Community Council presentation about HALA. Is my house inside the lined boundary where the city wants to rezone, or is it outside the line? What will happen to the character of my neighborhood? This is what people want to know. 4th District Councilman Rob Johnson got wind of the event and showed up to answer people's questions. He says the HALA recommendations will be acted on by the council over the next 18 months.
You know, this feels very immediate, but it's not. This is a very long-term process that we're going to be discussing for several years.
Almost every neighborhood in the city could see more density if the current HALA plan is approved. Mayor Ed Murray will be talking about HALA and answering questions at a public meeting tomorrow night. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.